this is brought to you by the Metropolitan. So what say we get a little flashlight going here? Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top radio personality. Strangely reluctant to comment too much on how the baby making's going lately. Here's Cobra.
Exactly who am I? A legendary crime leader known only as the Fat Cobra.
Thank you, sir. CBS, according to CBS chief Les Moonves, or Moonves.
God, that's a weird name. Moonves.
I believe it's Moonves. Moonves?
Yeah, Moonves.
Says that they will replace Dan Rather on the evening news with a multi-anchor, multi-city format that changes the antiquated way of reporting the day's top stories.
You know, the best thing for him to do is just find some fresh-faced 40-something, put him right there in New York, and not try to invent the news wheel.
He believes...
What's wrong with Scooter Pelley?
Well, hang on, we'll get to Scooter Pelley. He believes that many young viewers are turned off by a single voice of God anchor in this, the internet age.
They've already missed that boat, man. I mean, they allowed the news state, the cable news stations to do that. I mean, they've already lost that.
I think that the general perception of my generation, which he's referring to...
Snake.
...is that we are retarded.
I think he's referring to younger than you.
No, because those people don't watch the evening news at all.
He's trying to get them to.
I think he's talking about the 30-something generation, maybe 25 to 35, 25 to 40 generation.
I'm telling you, William Paley is spinning in his grave what his network has become, especially the news division that he prided so much.
Is he able to power a small city?
He might be able to.
Right. I love Grego's new idea of energy sources.
Dead people spinning in their graves.
People spinning in their graves.
Hey, he's on to something there. Let's put the dead to work.
Moonbees.
The liberals won't allow that. It's intruding on their right to die.
Moonbees conceded what? That the turmoil at CBS News has encouraged him to do something more dramatic, meaning the three execs and the producer that were fired over the President Bush imbroglio.
You know, I can solve his problem very easy, especially with CBS. Quit slanting everything to the left and get rid of your liberal bias. And you know what? Then people will tune in.
I don't think people care about that.
CBS is the worst at slanting to the left. The worst.
Well, you know what's interesting about Les Moonves, don't you?
The transvestite?
No.
Good guess, Kevin.
Wasn't he like in sports somehow?
Like I don't know, but he just ditched the wife and took up with one of those girls on the morning show.
Hmm. Which one?
Gordon?
Julie?
Yeah.
Julie Chen?
Yeah, Julie Chen, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know
you
that.
You didn't know that? Come no. on, you knew
no,
that.
No, I swear I did not know that. Did not know that he was with her.
Yeah.
What if he would have hooked up with...
Renee Seiler.
Renee Seiler, yeah.
That would have been a very dark day.
Well,
supposedly...
Seeing as how I have aspirations of that.
And her husband.
The early show is one of his inspirations because he says that the early show has got a four-person team.
It's failing.
Oh, this says his wife is Julie Chen.
Yeah.
Oh, they're already married?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. How old is she?
I'm 30-something, I think.
And he's probably 50, 60?
Yeah, something like that.
Good.
That's the way that works. You never saw Network? Where William Holden was tearing Faye Dunaway apart?
Greg.
Here's the interesting part. Now, the rumors are that Katie Couric is going to be one of these people that's going to, you know, the multi-anchor people.
Boy, she's sitting pretty right now. I mean, they're already paying her, what, $6 million for the Today Show?
Try 14.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, they're going to have to double that to get
According to Page Six, she was making out madly with somebody.
Her boyfriend, the trumpeteer.
Oh, yeah, that
Dizzy Gillespie?
Louis Armstrong?
No, no, that Chris body.
He's just got his cheeks puffed out,
right.
Mugging down with Katie. Her tongue's trying to bounce from cheek to cheek, you know, trying to touch him. That's his party trick.
But his cheeks are stuffed with nuts.
You can like, never touch the backs of my cheeks.
Be like trying to French kiss a circus tent.
Dizzy Gillespie? Let's hear some more of that.
No, that's all I got. And asked twice at this news conference, Moonves would not rule out a role on the evening news for Jon Stewart.
Oh. Now, they're on to something there. You know what? You know, if they want to be real smart, you know what they do? Hire Jon Stewart to do the news.
I agree.
And just let him bring
just
his...
Just straight up replace Dan.
Yeah. If they want to do something... Because
they
this
can't
right
do
here,
that.
This right here will fail.
Man, I'm telling you,
so now, what is he talking about doing? I'm confused.
It's like
here.
He's probably pardon the interruption, okay, probably.
You
something
remember
like
when,
that.
You remember the very beginning how they were
or
trying
around the horn.
The Fox Sports Southwest, when they had one anchor in Dallas and one in Houston, and they would go back and forth and try to cover everything?
Yeah.
They're talking about probably having somebody in L.A., somebody in New York, somebody in Chicago, and they'll just switch around and invent the wheel and fail.
And someone in Arkadelphia.
Or Texadelphia.
Like I said, just see what's going on in news today, how that the American public doesn't trust the network news.
Now, I think that they're gearing it towards my generation, who they perceive as being retarded. Like, we are so like, I can't look at one man. That would be awful. I have to have 9 or 10 people with jump cuts and music and funny Jon Stewart. I mean, the news is the news.
And handheld cameras and quick editing.
Right.
It's not going to matter because in another...
And alternative music.
And it's got to move fast, man.
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's
got to
move fast.
Okay, in another 10 years...
I got to go skate,
and it's
got to
be all about
man.
Lifestyle,
right.
Man. Nobody's interested in news. I want lifestyle.
I don't have time for a rack. I've got to go rollerblading.
It won't be long before the networks are going to get out of the news business. It costs too much money.
Yeah.
It's not that they can't make any money on it, and they're going to get out of it. They're going to give it up. And as soon as one gives it up, they all will. They're just waiting for one person to make that first move. I mean, then you'll get
kinda
all
like I'm waiting for the local affiliates to do with sports.
You know what? You're going to see that, Ron.
Oh, I know.
I mean, you're going to see that. I mean, one of the local affiliates will get rid of sports.
All right, then why does local sports radio succeed?
Because we're immediate and we're all day. We're all day.
Are we part of the reason that they're being driven out, you think?
Because when people tune in to us, they are tuning in for us.
We're a tool.
And they're not tuning in
nobody
for information.
Nobody tunes in to Channel 5 or Channel 8 to watch sports. Because
tune in for news. Sports is just something that happens. And, yeah, they'll sit there and fight through it. Okay, but...
Isn't that yeah, man, that boy, that Hanson's really funny.
Isn't it funny how sports happens like that?
Look at it. Like a cowboy game.
Right.
It's over. You think everybody doesn't know what happened? The score and everything by the time they come on at 10 o'clock or 10:20, they know that.
And if they don't, they can go to ESPN and find it immediately.
And they do that.
Now, I think the people watch that Sunday night sports more than they do. Like, they'll tune in for that, just the big,
like
all-encompassing...
The George Michael sports machine.
Right.
Yeah.
I think you're right, Ryan. I think they will get out of it. Because, number one, it's becoming very, very expensive... To put on a news, you know, to have a news department.
Okay. Then
you just eliminate
that. Why do we have local news then? Why does local news work and local sports doesn't?
You can sell the local news because it's community.
Well, so sports.
Local sports are national, though.
Local sports is ancillary.
You understand that? The Cowboys...
You can get local sports elsewhere other than there.
The Cowboys and the Rangers and the Mavericks are a national story because they're in a national league. What happened to Bill in Mesquite getting his leg amputated after a car wreck? Nobody cares about that nationally.
You know what,
therefore, it will not be covered nationally.
You know what? You know the way the trend is moving?
Why are you bagging on Bill?
The way the trend is moving, and really...
Kick it.
And really, CNN, they started this, but then they quit doing it. And then Fox took it up and's taking it to another level. It's not news reporting, it's news analysis. To where that someone will give you the news and they'll give you their opinion about
that
news.
That's what we want, man.
That's where it's going. And
like Hanson Unplugged?
Kinda. But then again, the American people are so tired of watching that everything is concentrated in New York City, and if it's not written in the New York Times, they don't do it. They don't do the story. And you got these three networks in New York concentrated there, and they're actually doing the news to about 0.5% of the population. The other 99.5, they could care less about.
How would you like it if somebody told you that, look, man, if it ain't on page 6, it doesn't belong on E! News?
That's the way it is.
That's right. What you are.
That's what you get.
Yeah, that's you.
That's what you get.
No, no, that's not
Mike
me.
Reiner.
Hey, no one tells me what to do, old man.
There's a story. I just read this book by Bernard Goldberg called Arrogance. He told this story about a guy that was a cameraman over in covering the Iranian war.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sitting there watching. And he watched the Iranians attack a tanker. He watched it. They attacked them.
The Iranians?
Yeah. They attacked this tanker. So he called New York.
I didn't know they were in on this.
No, this is years ago. This is in the 80s. Holmes. This is 1980.
Oh, okay.
So he calls New York and he says, look, I'm getting this great video and, I'm going to send it to you. And the guys at the desk said, I don't see anything about this on the wire. I don't see anything about it on the wire. And he said, look, I'm watching it right now. He says, well, you know, it's not
look,
on the
MF.
He said, it's not on the wire yet. And the guy said, okay. And he's sitting there watching this attack going on. So this guy, the cameraman, picked up the phone, calls the local Reuters guy, and tells him, hey, look, they're attacking this. That Reuters guy types it up, and it gets on the wire. The guy from New York calls back, hey, are you getting this stuff? Are you getting it? It's on the wire. But he'd told him 10 minutes before what was going on.
He should have told him, nah, man, you told me not to, so I shut the cameras down.
Yeah.
But you're dealing with pinheads at the network. I mean, they've insulted the intelligence of the viewer for 40 years. And they think everybody's idiots. And it's biting them now because they've turned a whole generation off.
What else?
What time is it? How long did that take?
It's 4:23.
Okay. I like to gauge the time on the stories these days.
Well, it seems like you'd get a watch or a clock.
Well, you know, I have a clock over here, but for some reason it says 9:04.
Maybe you should reset that.
You can't reset it. You have
sure
to have
you
an
can.
Engineer. You do it then, smarty boy.
Smarty boy.
If I go in there, it's going to be for one reason and one reason only.
To whip my ass?
To do the mush and jab in your ear.
Tonight there's a big show in Dallas, but it may not be happening. Camper Van Beethoven.
Who?
Camper Van Beethoven.
You guys remember Cracker, that...
Uncle Cracker?
No, regular Cracker that did that song. Being with you girls like being alone.
Hey, 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 like being stoned.
You know that song.
Yeah, no, they got that one by me.
They were Camper Van Beethoven was the predicator to Cracker,
they did
and now they're back again.
There's a matchstick man
and
you.
Okay, not that I remember.
Okay.
Anyway, they're here tonight, and it seems that in Texas, in Dallas, sure, someone has stolen not sure just a guitar, but all their gear.
Sure. Son of a bitch!
It was stolen from the parking lot of the Comfort Suites in Dallas.
Well, they're not very big.
The one on Northwest Highway.
Staying in the Comfort Suites.
With a security guard. Hey, you do what you got to do, you know?
You guys are trying to make a living, Greg. We all can't have giant tour buses like you.
Greg, I do have a tour bus that I drive to work half a mile every day.
Take up like 50 parking spaces.
No, nothing wrong with the Comfort Suites.
Oh, this clock is magnetically operated? That's pretty cool.
Kevin Scott is a... He's an electronics whiz.
He really is.
I mean, it's like Rob Chickering, then Kevin Scott.
Now, Danny, you read the list of all the stuff that got stolen. Would you say, how much money is this worth, all this crap?
It looks like upwards in, it's five figures easily, buddy.
God.
Mid
Look
to
at this
high.
List of stuff that was stolen.
You know what should be going on
Did
right
somebody
now?
Just passed this along
yes,
to you?
Yeah, just now.
Somebody from a record label just forwarded this, and they're trying to get people to donate gear to help them out.
Like you guys helped everybody the other night for the people of Tsunami?
Right.
Everybody should get together?
Yeah, if you're a fan, they're playing at the Gypsy Tea Room, and I guarantee you they're probably getting ready to sound check right now.
With no gear.
With no
gear. They're not much of sound.
So if you're a fan of the band and you've got some guitars or a bass or whatever,
just show sure they could use. The Gypsy Tea Room.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they could use your help.
Danny, you should donate a few guitar chords.
See, the problem is I don't get out of here till 7, and they'll already be done by the time. Well, not done, but they'll be all set up and ready to go by then.
What's Ward
bring
doing?
Down your P bass.
They're welcome to the P
bass. P bass is missing.
What's Ward?
If they want the P bass, come up here and get it. I've got it on me.
What's Ward doing? Why can't he donate his steel guitar?
He's probably screwing.
Yeah. Boy, guy gets a lot, doesn't he? Unbelievable.
We wondered what Nick Lachey was going to do now that Jessica Simpson is clearly the superior human in that relationship. Well, he's just...
get out of it. That's what he's going to do.
He signed a solo record deal.
You know, he just put out a record about a year ago, and it failed miserably.
It did. It sold 150,000 copies.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Well,
I hate to have that happen to me.
No, for him, Danny. You're talking about a guy that has his own show on MTV.
That didn't even pay for the production cost.
No,
that's true.
He lost money on this one. And especially when you promote it every day on TV.
We sold more of the Best of the Hardline.
Sure.
150,000.
He signed. He signed with Jive Records.
I can promise you right now, that's his first problem.
Signing with Jive?
No, just to,
what's
that? Off. It's not one of the big labels.
And by the way,
well, that hip hop attitude.
That's right.
Jive Records.
Well, this comes from a man that happens to be wearing hip hop pants today.
Yeah, Grego, for someone who is down on the hip hop culture, you sure got a lot of gear. Your jeans are hip hop.
You can't buy regular jeans anymore.
Grego, what are these? What are these? These are jeans.
I couldn't find any. I mean, I went.
That's a lie. You wear hip hop jeans now.
These are hip hop jeans. There is no question.
Well, quit shopping at Sean John stores, and you can avoid
right.
that problem.
I bought these at the Gap.
You also wear hip hop sunglasses.
You do.
Those are not hip hop sunglasses.
Yes, they are.
They say P. Diddy on the side.
They say Kenneth Cole on the
right.
side.
That is huge.
You could have stolen those off Puff Daddy, and nobody would have known the difference.
Or Usher.
Right.
Exactly.
You're wearing the same stuff they do, skateboard
no,
man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do. You're supporting the hip-hop
nation. Like I said,
nation.
You can't buy a decent pair of jeans anymore. They don't make them.
Just today,
right.
when you pulled into the parking garage in your Escalade, you were puffing on a blunt.
On our right runs.
Yep.
You can't buy them.
You know, I tried to do it the other day, and boy, it just did not work out at all.
I mean, they either look like that they're dirty or they're ripped up. When I saw a pair of jeans the other day that were ripped up, just ripped to holy hell, and they were $150.
You guys are shopping at the wrong stores, man.
I told them about it,
well,
too.
Where should we shop at?
Yeah.
Dillard's, man.
Yeah, man.
Now, Dillard's not real good on jeans. They're good on everything else.
Just buy regular
Dillard's
Levi's.
Dillard's got a lot of Tommy in there.
They still make
them. Levi's. Levi's.
You look good in Levi's.
Levi's don't fit me very well.
Yeah, they will. They will now.
They're a little low smart.
Mini Greg.
So I'm forced to go to the Gap and buy hip-hop pants. Don't like it. What am I going to do?
Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson had to issue a comment on the recent breakup of Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt by saying, "We understand what they're going through. A celebrity relationship is very tough. The media scrutiny is awful. Sometimes we don't know how we handle it. But we give our support to Jen and Brad." Like Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt give a rat's ass.
Boy, how comforted are they by these comments?
Go.
Oh, I feel so much better now.
Thank God.
Let's get back together, Jen.
Well, you know what they're
Pass
doing
the
there, don't you?
What?
They're just couching everybody for their impending breakup.
And by getting
all they're doing.
And by getting their name in the news. I mean, their whole existence is seeing how many times they can get their name in the news.
They are not a celebrity couple. They have shoehorned their way into celebrity coupledom by forcing America to watch them on MTV. That's not a real celebrity. Celebrity is just doing films and doing TV shows and becoming a celebrity. Not just morphing into celebrity.
What do you think they do? She sold a bunch of records. They had a hit reality show. One of the best reality shows the last couple of years.
Right. It's the it's just like they just kind of shoved their way in. Not off their talent. I think Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston are talented. These two are just poser douches.
You don't think Jessica Simpson's talented?
No.
Not at all.
Absolutely
bang.
Not.
Well, she can sing.
Oh,
you know what?
Bang,
you know what? If she was fat, they would not give her a record deal at all.
He's
if
got
she
a point.
Sang just exactly the way she did and she was fat, they'd tell her, you know what? You need to get down there to Waffle House.
Great. If she had half a head, they wouldn't have signed her either, but she's not fat and she doesn't have half a head.
Half a head, novelty. Fat, disgusting. Let's separate the two.
I'd like to hear her sing with half a head, though.
Snake! Snake!
And plus, she's a fraud.
Snake.
She's such a fraud.
Snake.
She's a fraud.
Snake.
She just
Snake.
Is.
She's Snake. Not a fraud.
Snake. Snake. Snake.
Snake.
Snake.
You couldn't even finish trying to drive me crazy.
I got fever.
It's redder than that bottle of Dayquil you just downed.
Man, I bet that feels
Mr.
bad, man.
Tomato.
When your head's all stopped up and then you... all the blood goes to it.
Hey, who was that doing that?
Snake.
Bill Maher.
Who?
Bill Maher or Snake. Maher, however you pronounce
That's
it.
That's Bill Maher?
Maher, is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was during his stand-up. I happened to be watching
Snake.
One night.
Oh.
I don't know why he said snake.
All right.
We gotta go.
Snake! Good job today, guys. Way to bring it together.